Gift of the Givers founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, somebody who you hear on this radio station very often, has been named the Social Justice Champion for 2021 at the 3rd Annual Social Justice Summit, an international conference. It's held annually, and it aims to reflect on the state of social justice in South Africa. So this year, it focused on economic equality, the impact of COVID-19 regulatory responses, and the adequacy of current policy frameworks as well. And the organizer said a social justice champion was a person who had moved the needle consistently in 2021 to advance equality and reduce poverty. And we know that Gift of the Givers has been assisting thousands in South Africa with food and medical supplies since the pandemic hit. So, a great pleasure to speak to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the director of Gift of the Givers today. Dr. Suleiman, congratulations. It really is an important acknowledgement of the work the Gift of the Givers does, and you have been acknowledged for that.
Good afternoon, Wendy. Thank you very much for that. It came as a bit of a surprise when Monday evening a guy phones you and tells you, can you have your bio? Can you have a picture? You're getting an award tomorrow. You don't know anything about the award. You don't know what it's all about. You don't know when it happened. And just said, be ready tomorrow at 12 o'clock to speak and give an acknowledgement, a comment. So it came as a very pleasant surprise. But, you mentioned the introduction, and it came at the right time, not so much because of me. I've watched my staff in the last 1.5 years, since March 15 last year, when it was declared a disaster, not a lockdown. The lockdown was declared on 27 March last year. But from that point onwards till now, they've worked nonstop, Monday to Sunday, after hours, weekends, public holidays, religious holidays. Now, we actually, I think, burning them out, but it's like they are driven by this need to help society. So this really is an acknowledgement of their efforts. That's the first category. The second one is I like to recognize all the frontline workers, which means not only healthcare professionals, but healthcare professionals, police, teachers, journalists, everybody's been in the front line to try to deal with this. And thirdly, South Africans, because we won't be where we are without the support of South Africans. And at a time when the economy is in such a dire straits, when people are battling and losing jobs and taking a cut in salary and taking short time, the support has been incredible. So actually, to me, this award recognizes South Africa.
You've been helping, and by you, obviously, I mean, Gift of the Givers has been helping at public hospitals around the country. You've been drilling boreholes, as you did at Helen Joseph. You've been in the Eastern Cape assisting there with food, in the Western Cape with a fire that ripped through an informal settlement. This really does speak to the importance of civic responsibility and the strength of civil society in South Africa.
Well, exactly. The categories I mentioned now, they strengthen civil society. Everybody plays their role. And it's South Africans who've come up strong. It's difficult when COVID came and so many people lost their jobs. And there's several factors to look at. One is people who are donors are now becoming recipients. When there's job losses, there's less income, there's less financial support. But at the same time, while there's less financial support, there's more recipients that require assistance. So everything is multiplied from a negative point of view. And then you get South Africans who stand up to come forward. And I must also commend corporates who've come forward and said, we know the difficulty, we're going through challenges. And for the first time, they've come forward, and I can say clearly not to tick the register, because they clearly feel for South Africans, and even other South Africans. And because of that kind of support, we could intervene in all these critical areas. We will be involved in 210 hospitals. We've put in, 400 boreholes over the 2.5-year period. We've provided millions, of rand of water, and we're still doing it, and we're still drilling boreholes, and we're still upgrading hospitals. And all that is possible only because of South Africans.
Right. So Dr. Suleiman, I can't tell you how often people say to me, I would vote for Dr. Suleiman in the local government elections if he were to stand. Is there any little speck in your mind that you might enter politics, that you would stand for election at some point?
No, that topic has come up. People have asked me to stand for president, so many times. And I only wouldn't entertain that. When you get caught up in government and bureaucracy and policy, everything slows down. We are far more efficient outside government. We can be a service provider to the government, as many departments now want to look at that with us. It's cheaper, we're faster, we're streamlined, and we can get delivery to the people. Getting in the government, you can see how people are battling. People want to do good, but they are stopped by so many procedures. I mean, if one of the premiers in one of the provinces told me that if he wants to deliver a wheelchair, it takes him 3 months. What else it takes 10 minutes? That's the difference between inside government and the outside.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you for the work that you do, and congratulations on this award. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the director of Gift of the Givers, he has been named as the Social Justice Champion for 2021.